the Buccaneers prowled the oceans. The Whydah, found in waters off Cape Cod in 1984. Nothing was harder to find underwater, or maybe in all the world, than a pirate ship. It was as if every trace of the Buccaneers had disappeared. I read every pirate book I could find after devouring Excalibur, asked at rare coin shops to see silver pieces of eight, and even drove cross-country to explore a museum exhibit on the Whydah. So I knew about the Golden Age, which lasted from about 1650 to 1720. Good, Matera said, because we just spent a year living in the 17th century. For the next 3 hours, the men told me of their quest to find a great pirate ship, a journey filled with danger, diving, and mystery. They talked about researching the history of pirates in libraries and archives around the globe. They described using cutting-edge technology and tracking down ancient maps and manuscripts. They told stories about learning from wise elders and doing battle with cutthroats and rivals. And they told me about their search for a pirate captain more notorious than Blackbeard and more daring than William Kidd, a real-life Jack Sparrow, a man who'd been legend but whose story had been lost to time, the buccaneer Joseph Bannister. I pressed the men for more details and asked questions until the restaurant closed. In the parking lot, they told me they'd be happy to talk further, but that a person